like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, December the 8th, 2014. I'd like to invite everyone to join us in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is the approval of the regular session minutes of the Mayor and Council meeting of November 24th. Anyone have any additions or corrections to the minutes? A motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the council minutes as proposed by Councilmember Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Let the record show the minutes were passed unanimously. They vote 5-0. Next is the approval of the executive session minutes for Monday, November 24th.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve by Councilmember Hall for the executive session minutes of Monday, November 24th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay.
Okay. We have a vote of 4-0 with Councilmember Purnell abstaining. Okay, the reason for the executive session on the 24th was to the Mayor and Council to consider the acquisition of real property for a public purpose and matters directly related thereto. Okay. Next, item 2 on the agenda, we have Mr. and Mrs. Park and Brian Rushmore. We have a request for financing agreement for EDUs. So if you folks would come forward, we appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Well, grab it. If David's on, can somebody grab that third chair? Thank you. Have a seat. Thank you. Who wishes to take the lead here?
I can speak for all us all. We've all met. And I'd like to start off by thanking everyone for having us. And personally, on my behalf for Burley Oak, thank you and the council for just the support over the last 3 years and the support of the town over the last 3 years. Where we're at as a small business, we could not have done what we're getting ready to do the first January 1st, 2015 without the help of a town and a town of Berlin's council. We're here to ask for these EDUs and to ask for the financing of them with a 10% deposit. And I have to say, the fact that you guys have been so supportive and so patient with us and us, the three of us trying to work out the purchase of the property and who the EDUs go to, I have to say is a testament to the town of Berlin and the progressive growth that it's had. I'd also like to say that because of how supportive the governing body of the town of Berlin has been in the town of Berlin, Burley Oak's been able to go from a small little brew pub to getting ready and next year to put Berlin, Maryland, in cans, and to distribute it all over the state of Maryland, D.C., and Delaware. So I have to say that's a great testament to the town of Berlin and the governing body. So I want to thank you, and I stand here with a check of 10% for the EDUs that we've spoke about. And
so what you're asking for is the approval. You're purchasing four EDUs for water and three EDUs for sewer for the operation of the brewery.
Correct.
And what you'd like to do is finance them over a five-year period, as it's been our policy with other folks who've applied for this?
Yes, I'd just like to go with the precedent that you set and kind of file into that.
And that requires the 10% down?
Yes.
And then the balance over the next 5 years?
Yes, sir.
Anyone have some questions?
I have a question. I noticed on the water and sewer use and allocation agreement, paragraph 4 under the witnesses, it says that it's for 6 water and 5 equivalent dwelling units, and then on the purchase agreement, it says it's for 4 water and 3 sewer. Which is it?
Actually, what's happening is they already have 2.
Okay.
And so the 6 and the 5 is the addition of the 2 that they already have, and the additional EDUs that they're purchasing.
So then the prior agreement becomes moot, and this becomes...
They get melded together.
Married together.
Correct. Okay. And then the sewer EDUs are reduced a little bit in recognition of the water that's going off-site in containers such as bottles and kegs, and it sounds like in the future cans.
Yes, pretty much the any type of change that Mrs. Allen speaks about is the fact that we are... packaging most of the water that we are taking in, and that's what the sewer water meter has on it. And instead of us bringing it in and taking it out, we're actually a bit different in the fact that we're bringing it in, we're packaging it, and then we're sending it out for sale.
Does anyone else have any other questions for either Mr. and Mrs. Park or for Mr. Rushmore?
Just for clarity and to state publicly that this agreement is with Mr. and Mrs. Park, who are the property owners.
Correct. I'm currently in the stage of the purchasing process, but to make sure that we just get this done by the first of the year, I wanted to just basically do the best and pay for it, and they've given me their word that this will and the town has also, it's transferable with the owners of the property, so we could have dragged this out until I actually own the property, but this will hopefully be happening within the next month, and we will be able to do it then. But just to, out of good faith, I'd like to just make it happen in 2014.
And we appreciate that. And also, to just reiterate for those who don't know, EDUs always go with property, which makes sense because the EDUs are a permanent investment in the property. The ownership of the property can change, as is inevitable over time, and the use of the property could change, but the EDUs remain permanently with the property, and actually, over time, it enhances the value of any individual property. So our decision tonight is that we wish to allow for the EDUs to be financed as requested by the applicant. In this case, the applicant is Mr. and Mrs. Park.
I make a motion that we approve the financing of the agreement.
Okay. It
doesn't need to be in separate.
Yeah.
My motion is to approve the financing of the
EDUs.
Okay.
We have a motion to approve the financing of the 10% deposit for the three sewer EDUs and 4 water EDUs, which would be a total price when fully paid of $54,483, and the 10% deposit comes to a total of $54,000. $5,448.30. And then the balance to be paid in equal installments over the next 60 months. All in favor of the EDU purchase agreement?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the EDU purchase agreement is approved unanimously. And do we have any other action that is required?
Sharon has the paperwork for them to sign. She'll notarize it, so it's sort of one-stop shopping. They're here, they'll take the check.
That's a good sign.
Probably now.
So if you could just excuse Sharon for a second.
Sure, absolutely.
Can I say something too?
Sure, absolutely.
So I'd like to thank Town of Berlin. So since I live here almost 40 years, just like when I come in Berlin, when out of town come back, just like hometown, and I see you, everybody knows. So I'm very appreciative. And also, all my life, we'll see you.
Get up and move.
So thank you very much.
You.
Until now, we join in the town of Berlin.
I think you're a great example of how we have a very diverse and very interesting and very cool family.
Thank you very much.
You all worked very hard over the years and reaped the rewards of your work, and now hopefully you're going to reap some rewards from your investment as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, everybody working hard. That's why Berlin grown up. So
we're trying. But we thank you. We thank you. We appreciate very much that you chose Berlin for all the places in the United States that you could have chosen to live in. We're very happy you're part of the family.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fine.
Sharon wants to take your money.
She's got to do her job. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay. Number three on the agenda is a request of a waiver of the fee for the Small Miracles Foundation. Someone here to represent folks. And
we need the permit, the building permit. We need to give that to anyone in particular.
And you just introduce yourselves and tell us what you'd like.
Sure. My name is Ron Wist. I'm here with the Small Miracles Foundation and Bill Long. Also, we have a 501 through C3 corporation, or a non-for-profit rather, and the purpose for which is to do work within Worcester County for individuals that need home repairs, and the brochures that you have tell a little bit about what we do. Our main mission for doing things is that we work with individuals that have problems with either health or safety issues. So what we do for a lot of individuals is build handicap ramps. We do things as small as put grab bars in people's bathrooms to make them safer, fix floors, repair room, floors, walls, whatever happens to be needing to be done. We used to do roofs, but we had an individual fall off one, so we don't do those anymore. The purpose for which we're here for today is to try to get an approval from you all to have the fee for the building permit waived, and if we can, for any future ramps that we have to do, because basically we operate on a donation basis for supplies and for money. With spending money for a permit, it's just one additional cost that we have to factor into something that we're doing primarily for free for the homeowner.
Haven't you been here before? Didn't you?
We have,
something for something before?
Yes.
Thought so.
Yeah, it was a couple of years, like 2 years ago.
Can we approve or can we waive these fees in advance?
I don't think that's a good idea.
In other words, they would have to come back each time.
Project by project.
Okay. That's not a problem for you, is it?
No. And you get to probably see us more often.
How much are we talking about? The fees are?
$65.
$65.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve the waiver of the fee for the Small Miracles Foundation building permit fee of $65, since they are a 501c3 nonprofit foundation, which is helping people with accessibility issues who have problems with their health. All in favor of waiving the fee, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very good. And keep up the good work. And I hope more people find out about you. I know you've got plenty to do. But it's one of those things that maybe the papers or somebody will find out more about what you're doing in the future.
And not if not that.
Kind of riding under the radar.
Word of mouth.
Yes.
People tell each other.
Yes. Sometimes that's just the best way.
Right.
Yeah, that's
we see you a lot more.
Yes.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next is a motion to approve a contract with Christine Becker and Associates, and this is for to approve a contract in the amount of not to exceed $14,550 plus reimbursement expenses for travel from Washington, D.C. to Berlin. And this is to enable Christine Becker to be the facilitator for our upcoming round of strategic planning meetings, which will be community-based and will take place from the middle, mid to late January all the way through end of February. And plus, in addition to the public meetings, she will be meeting with the mayor and council initially to let us know how she's going about this. And then at the end, she will present her findings and to the mayor and council and in a very organized way help us to understand the priorities and the various options and considerations as we try to move forward with providing the citizens with the kind of community we want over the next, particularly 3 to 5 years, and then a little longer look out from there. So that's what this contract's all about. Do we have any questions regarding the contract?
You all went over different people, didn't you?
Right, yeah, this is the contract is a function of an RFQ process we put out. I think we sent it out to maybe 15, 20 different potential responders. We received three. Those three were evaluated by Jeff, Mary, and myself. We can see all of them were deemed qualified. We felt Ms. Becker had the best combination of local experience. She's done work with UNL, and she's also done work with Legit. And of the three proposals we received, she's the closest. Well, she resides in D.C., but she's the closest to the...
And in the bill, my participation and the thesis too, they couldn't have spoken more highly. The work she did for them. And I think the work she did for them was quite more ambitious in scope than what we're asking for. But and then we met with them. We didn't want to hire by without meeting them. And I felt very comfortable that she seemed to have done her homework in terms of knowing Berlin. I think we have a winner here. Otherwise, we would just keep looking.
Budgetarily, I would say that there's $8,000 in the budget for this activity in particular, and the additional money would be coming out of the contingency that's in the general fund and administration. That's where the two pieces would come from.
And you, Tom, you guys already had a meeting, haven't you?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the Town of Berlin to approve the contract with Christine Becker and Associations and not to exceed $14,550.
Plus
reimbursement for about the month.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the contract with Christine Becker and Associates. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. Contract is approved unanimously. Next is our departmental reports. First is our finance department. Natalie Salee.
Good
Good evening, everyone. Today and tomorrow, we are meeting with vendors for financial and billing software. Today, we have met with Edmondson Associates. They're New Jersey located, local, very family-oriented software provider company. We have spent the whole day from 8:30 till 4:30, and council member Tim Burrell attended with us as well. So it was very productive. Tomorrow we're meeting a second vendor, Tyler Technologies, and then we would have a follow-up session in between the staff and department head and council member Tim Burrell to discuss the results of these sessions.
Yes, I would just like to comment. I've been here for a while, and I remember us purchasing that. Whatever the name of that stuff is. That process, and I chose to be a part of this process. I feel real comfortable with this process, and the end result, I think, will serve the town of Berlin and the citizens very well. It has been well put together, it has been well thought out, and the implementation, in my opinion, is going spectacular.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation and comments. Next is Deputy Town Administrator Mary Bowen.
Just an update on the town's new notification system, the Code Red system. There will be a notice going out with the bills later on this week, the trifold pamphlet that I showed you all at the last council meeting, and that will give people a better idea of what the Code Red system is and instructions on how to go in and sign up. We're encouraging people via the Facebook page, via the web page. Press releases have gone out, so that's something that we will just keep encouraging people to do from here on out. We will be sending our first official notification regarding the DPL scheduled power outage. It is scheduled for this weekend. We're planning at this point to send the notification out on Wednesday. There is a possibility that the weather may alter that date. The beauty of the system is we've sent a notification saying that it's happening. We can also send a notification saying that it's being rescheduled. And then our first actual test of the system will occur in mid-January. The reason we're running a notification before we run a test is simply a matter of timing. We felt that the scheduled power outage was important enough that we needed to get that word out, whether we've sort of run that test of the system or not. The test of the system is pretty much to make sure that people are aware of what the messages from the system will look like so that when they get them, they will know them for what they are, and also to test our local communication infrastructure for a massive test all at one time.
And basically, most people will have their most direct notification about this, being made aware of this, and their utility bills
yes.
that they're receiving in this month.
Yes, so. Every utility bill that goes out will have a brochure in it. So everybody, as long as they pull everything out of their envelope, will be aware that the system is out there that they can sign.
We really encourage all the citizens to take advantage of this. It's not intrusive, but it makes a lot more sense. The days when, you know, several hundred people are going to call up one phone line and have to call back 20 times, 15 times to get through, it's just, it's so antiquated. And here's a system where we can tell you when things are anticipated and also when those outages or other emergencies that are not anticipated, we can send those notifications out as well. And then as well, let you know when the emergency is over. So it's not intrusive, but it takes one thing, and that is for you to notify us what manner you wish to be contacted, whether it's text message, or by cell phone, or by email, and then of course provide that information. And it's the way things should be done. we're, you know, way ahead of the curve for most small towns, and that's the way we want to stay. And we just want to make sure that we keep you as informed as we possibly can about not only emergencies, but good things as well. So please spread the word and encourage your neighbors to participate.
Can we share with the public why this outreach is necessary?
Yes, I can. What's going on is you can see where they're replacing all the transmission poles from the substation out on Route 50. Comes past AGH Hospital, goes across Ocean City Boulevard, and then it crosses over Flower Street to our tie point, which sits behind 113 School Street substation. They're basically replacing wooden poles, which the line is over 50 years old. And they're replacing it with 90-foot steel tower structures. And they're built to withstand hurricane winds up to 120 miles an hour. So they're basically upgrading the transmission line from here all the way into Ocean City.
And again, that's a come off of Howard.
Yes.
I think that makes, yeah, should be noted that this is Delmarva Power. It's a regional.
That's correct.
Regional power.
Yes, just like they did in Ocean City last year when they were replacing all the poles on the coastal highway. It's the same thing. They're upgrading the system for hurricanes and the wildfires.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next is Board of Resources Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening. As some of you might have seen, we had a water issue on William Street today. We had to replace a failing service line to a resident on William Street. It's a long, wet day. We've taken out most of the vegetation in the planter at Henry Park. We will be replacing it with more suitable plantings. We also got approval from the Parks Commission to replace the sign, the actual Henry Park sign. So that'll be forthcoming. We're also winterizing our equipment. Getting to be that time of year.
Are the snow plows ready?
Yes, they are. They were ready last week.
Thanks,
thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Past couple of weeks, it's basically been dedicated to the lights and the skylines, and then also the parade. Some of you may have noticed the bucket truck. A new truck was in the parade. It was all dressed in blue lights. I thought it looked pretty good. And then also, we've been doing a little bit of prep work for the salvage with Delmarva Power. We've got some repair work that we're going to do on our transmission line while the power is down. We own the transmission line from the tie point to our substation. And during that time frame, we're going to be doing some work on the poles. That's the image. It's a good time to do it. And then also, I've been working with Laura on the purchase power contract. That type of thing, and now we can get back to the public work. Now that Christmas is over with, and
not yet.
That was just
once it's over, we can get back to the
public. Slow down.
That increases is at the peak of your activity.
The new lights are beautiful. A lot of people have called. They are so nice.
Yes, I've received a lot of calls about them. Everybody seems very happy with the new skylines. And
I like the new placement of the one on Main farther down by Cheers.
Right.
Used to be farther up. It just looks like, yes, you know, it's more welcoming into town.
And also, I had them, they did the trunk of the trees this year. That's the first time that the bottom part has been done, and it looks really good.
Yeah, I think it adds a lot to the mm-hmm. One thing you might make a note, and just between you and Jane and all, if you think about, you know, the trees that we planted is right there, immediately south of the Tex-Mex.
Yes.
Cooking.
They're starting in the tour now.
And Ireland.
Little Island. So I think that next year, depending if the growth continues like they have, see if you think they might be capable of at least maybe holding a string each or something.
Sure, it would be pretty easy to do those. We have a tower source right there at the base of the first tree that you come down.
I was thinking about this year, I thought, hey, let's give them one more year, but I think they're going to be on the ice, and it's going to get it. Just carry that theme right down the street.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Next is Police Chief Arnold Downey.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to be the first one to go ahead and commend the town staff and volunteers for a wonderful parade, and to thank all of our local law enforcement partners. We had individuals from Pocomoke City, Snow Hill, Ocean City, Maryland State Police, and the Wichita County Sheriff's Office assist us. Currently, we're in Snow Hill assisting them with their parade, and we actually attended Pocomoke's parade and had two officers assist there also. So again, teamwork and cooperation, doing its best to shine on the Eastern Shore. We also want to go ahead and advise everyone to lock the cars, keep an eye on the packages and things that are leaving in from the Christmas shopping. This is the time of season that we actually have a lot of the activity. We've had a few vehicles I've broken into. We'll have a press release done tomorrow. We also had two individuals posed as gas employees going up to houses, which they weren't. So we're investigating that this evening. So again, we are constantly moving, trying to get to one point to another point during this busy season. But we need to make sure that we pay attention to our surroundings, our neighbors, homes, and those things during this time of season. Traditionally, this is a time where a lot of vehicles are broken into with us. Every year it happens during this period until the middle of January. We also have a couple homeless people, so again, vacant homes are people who actually snowbird. Their homes can be broken into, so we have to say, neighbors, keep eye on your neighbors.
Great.
And the other thing, Chief, I've noticed is if you have packages delivered to your house and you work, get them delivered to a neighbor that's home. Apparently, that's a new thing now. People go around following the UPS and FedEx, and if they see a package dropped at an empty house, they scoop it up and go.
Definitely. And again, sign for packages. You always say sign, or we'll pick them up at the third time from the actual pickup location.
Very good advice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Planning Director Dave Engelhardt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple of brief items. This past Wednesday, the Historic District Commission met. They approved some signage for a new business lead. It's called the Bleach Butterfly. It's a floral arranger and interior design, interior decor. It's at the corner of Pitts and Main Street, where the old florist was. She's really done a great job in there. So pay a visit to her. She's a new business, got a new business license. Also, a Historic District Commission approved new sign for the Blacksmith Restaurant. And she had also gone to get an enclosure for her trash cans that are on the parking lot, across from the police station and our building. But she's decided not to leave her cans there anymore. She's not going to put that enclosure up. She's going to wheel them back and forth on collection days from the rear. That had been a problem for her, but she decided she's not going to do that. I will ask town employees and department heads, that section of fence where her garbage cans were, they are on her property. We had an incident this weekend where a town employee's truck had been there. She couldn't get a delivery in the building. So be mindful, tell your employees not to park along that section of the stockade fence that where the garbage cans were, because it creates a problem for her and problem for her parking. Another item, Laura Allen came to our meeting and asked the Historic Commission to look at the new LED lights that you have down here in front of Town Hall. And most of them took a look at them after the meeting when it was dark, and we got a very positive response. They like them, all the ones that mentioned it to me said they liked them compared to the other colors. So they had a couple questions for Laura, and I guess what we'll get with you, and they want to know if they could be dimmed and such, to a degree, mainly because of that situation you had with Fiddlers. And you kind of took care of that this year with the Merlot bags. So, but So that was something they had positive feedback for us on that after the meeting. So.
Good. I think it was very, very thoughtful to get their input prior to.
Oh, it was Laura Allen's idea. Good. But they appreciated that too.
Good. Thank you. And the next is Human Resources Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just one item. I want to just add a few comments to what Chief Downing said. Thursday evening, prior to the parade, between 4:30 and 5, we had anywhere between 65 and 73 people in this room. And there were a bunch of happy faces. And what my point is on something, a chunk of those, of that number, were our own employees and our department heads. And a chunk of those folks that were in the room were volunteers for the parade. From my perspective, what I witness is a testament not only to the department heads and their employees, but also just to the, I call it the aurora of the town. I found it quite fascinating that you didn't hear any grumbling. You know, these folks are going out, whether it's an employee or Joe Citizen, positive. Now, granted, getting ready to fill the bellies and all that good stuff, but the reality was it was good communication up here, good fellowship, and they left here to go do their job. And my hat goes off to Arnold and his folks when the parade, when the group of boys that I had, young men that I had finished up what they were doing, my hat goes off to Arnold and his crew because of the things that he was dealing with. When I walked into the police station, just hearing the chatter on the radio and watching how he was dealing with the situation and seeing his officers doing their jobs, it impressed me. So I just want to acknowledge Arnold, and I want to acknowledge all my peers in here and all their employees and the volunteers.
Great.
And you also, thanks.
I think that's one thing we're very blessed to have an extraordinary amount of volunteers in such a small town. And I think that the mayor and council, all of us, are very proud of the fact that all town employees, that so many of them, they're not coerced. They actually volunteer into these situations, and it's not just for the parade, or it's not just for either one event or the other. But I think that it does create the atmosphere of mutual respect and cooperation that spills over for the rest of the year. And sharing the load just makes it better for everybody. And I'm very pleased that it went so well. Thank you. Next is Economic and Community Development Director, Ivy Rowe.
Hello, everyone. This is my second meeting, and I am becoming quite acclimated, actually. But first, I'd like to say happy birthday, Mr. Mayor. If you don't know, it is your birthday.
Somebody knows how to do it.
39 again.
And reflecting what Chief said and what Jess said, from my perspective, this was my first parade ever. I've never seen pictures, I've never seen video, so my first impression of the parade was unbelievably well put together. And from my standpoint, it was mostly Sharon and Joanne, who, my hat goes off to both of them. They ran that parade like they were running their own household. It was really incredible. So just watching them I definitely learned a lot that night, and it was a really incredible night for me. So back to business. If everybody wants to turn in to the radio station tomorrow, 98.1, Michael and I will be on talking about how awesome the town is. So that's at 8:30 in the morning. Tune in, and then after that I'm going to be recording a PSA for Safe Christmas Travels, I think it is, for the town also. Let's see, today Michael and I toured the Taylor House Museum. For those who don't know, I'm a huge history buff, and in order for me to really get into the town, I need to know everything about it, and that includes, obviously, the history. So he and I went and toured the museum today, and that was pretty incredible. Let's see. Wednesday, I am attending the Worcester County Economic Development Summit in Ocean City. Myself and Michael are going to that, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I also had a meeting with Sarah to talk about a potential grant opportunity. We're just in the talks about that right now. And the chamber had a reception on Wednesday night. It was well attended. The mayor was there. I got to meet several business owners and key players in the community. So that went really well. And that's it for me.
I think it's good that you came at exactly the right time when there's plenty to do and see. But by the time things settle down, they'll be starting right back up again. And the other thing is, on behalf of the Mayor and Council, we want to welcome the new Chamber of Commerce Executive, our Administrator, Jim Volk. He really is very enthusiastic. I think he's delighted to have the position. And I foresee a lot of really good things happening with the Chamber of Commerce, not only in the months ahead, but the years ahead. I just think they found a really good match. They've had some very nice people, but I think this is his passion. And we are obviously, just like we work with the business community in general, I think we're looking forward to a long and very mutually beneficial partnership with the Chamber of Commerce. And so we welcome Jim to the community, and you'll be bumping into him often, I'm sure. Okay. Next, we have the town administrator's report.
I also want to thank everybody for their hard work on the parade, in particular Joanne and Sharon, who are really the focal point of all of the activities around the parade. The shuttle was very successful. I want to thank Hoopers and Ocean Dam Casino for donating a shuttle and a driver for several hours. Most of the people that I talked to that took the shuttle had never come to the parade before. So that was great that we got some new folks in. The parade, for me, is another example of how Berlin continues to do things better. We had a lot of crowd control this year, and the parade was even more successful as a result. So again, thank you, everybody, for all your hard work. It really made a difference. So purchase orders, I'll go through that list. We've got purchase order number 1305 in the amount of $2,275.58 to Maryland State Retirement for administrative fees. Purchase order number 1378 in the amount of $1,158 to SNC Electric Company for 6 replacement fuses for Savage Substation. Shipping charges not included. Purchase order number 1383 in the amount of $1,704.94 to Cards Computers for 2 Dell computers for the Finance Department, as budgeted in fiscal year 15. Purchase order number 1319, amount of $7,000, the United States Postal Service for utility bulk mailing. Purchase order number 0999, in the amount of $1,155.42, to Bel Air Road Supply for PVC pipe and miscellaneous restocking items. Purchase order number 1413, in the amount of $1,800, to LV Water Service for restock of water meters. Purchase order number 1308 in the amount of $3,561.92 to Ferguson Waterworks for equipment for new piping in well number 2. And purchase order number 1459 in the amount of $1,322 to Mid-Atlantic Waste Systems for 6 yard rear load container and delivery costs. That concludes my report.
Does anyone have any questions for Laura regarding any of the 8 purchase orders?
This is what, ma'am?
The 7,000? No, I believe that's our bulk.
It's our
bulk
postage meter. We have to load the money in advance for us to continuously use them.
How many mailings would you think you get out of that roughly?
About a couple of months.
I got a question. This is probably for Tim. The water meters. Do we keep a certain amount?
James.
I was thinking about electric meters. Do we keep a certain number on hand?
We do. We try to have at least 15 to 20. We've been replacing them a lot lately. Usually the service life is 7 to 10 years. Some of them have been in for about 15 years. So. As soon as we find those, we replace them. So
you don't wait for them necessarily to
We don't want them to completely fail because that's money that we're not getting. So yeah, as they slow down, we replace them.
I'll make a motion to approve all 8 purchase orders.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve all 8 purchase orders as recommended by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
Okay.
The purchase orders are approved unanimously. I don't have any comments this evening. Does the council have any comments?
Thanks for
having
us.
I just did you on the Christmas decorations. It really looks nice.
And Dean's group led the parade and got a trophy.
Elroy's,
I'm sorry. Elroy. So guys, you did. You started the parade and got third place.
Showing off.
Yeah.
you get the parade started, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Thank you.
We had to bring the mayor at the
number one.
Lisa didn't have to march.
Right.
Okay,
I don't have a thing. I just got ditto on the parade. It was so smooth and it went so well, and so many people had a great time.
Thank you.
I would like to mention this. This is probably something, this is just personal, I think it's something. We have, this year was the first time one of our members could not march in the parade from the American Legion, and he's 82 years old.
Oh, my.
And this is the first year he hasn't been able to march in a parade, not only the Christmas parade, but any parade, Memorial Day. Last Memorial Day, he marched from Berlin, from Stephen Decatur Middle School to the American Legion.
Do you think he would mind if Mike shared, since he's been obviously an integral part of the town's parades all these years? Would you feel comfortable sharing his name?
Oh, yeah. His name is Preston Foreman.
Oh, my dear. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, unlike some people,
that's remarkable. That's remarkable.
It is remarkable. He's a nice gentleman. He's a nice man. We're up now. And please pass on our thanks and our appreciation for all his years of service to the Legion and to American Legion and to the community. Hopefully we'll keep him from getting out of that.
Right.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any comments or questions from anyone who's attending the meeting tonight? Do we have any comments or questions from the press?
Right,
we stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
You all got here?
I'm wonderful, sir. How are you?